Quantum Foam, Episode 3, English Information and Its Originality.
Quantum Foam.
Physics is at the foundation of all the mathematical principles that guide the heavens. You have to understand physics.
More than likely, that's not going to happen, but...
which govern the universe. Physics.
Describes the math. I am my own sound architect in this corporation, basically. So I do everything from the ground up. I talk, I write the code, I make the website, I transmogrificate the sound to the instruction set.
Transmogrificate the sound to the instruction sets? That is what that sounds like.
Transmogrificate.
Transmogrificate. You added some humor in the form of
transmogrificate.
Transmogrificate.
Person engaging in the action of taking part within a dialogue event.
To display enough detail for the programmers of the future to read the source material and actually spawn artificial intelligence. Actually.
Describes the math, whatever. I basically make it all up and I use it and I did it and I do it. I'm doing it.
Whatever.
This has to be done for somebody's benefit.
Whatever.
I'm ready to build upon the shoulders of other people who have built before me. I transmogrificate the sound to the instruction set. Because of the information that is available at my fingertips and the ability of one person computing an approximation of it all, I'm finding a way to approximate a method by which one can approximate. So one further step removed, twice removed, three times removed, tertiary, quaternary, man. Come on, that's a quaternary idea. Quite it is. I have spoken.
Nobody talks like that.
So it is done. Quaternary, man. Make it so number one.
Actually,
it all means quintessentially the same direction. This is giving you make it so number one. If you want to get...
Actually... Never mind. I see what you did there. Invisible telepathy is really possible for humans. Just because of the Borg on Star Trek. More like the Cybermen. From Doctor Who. From 1966.
Downright and dirty and technical. It can give you a theoretical framework container which describes the math in which one needs to universally transmit bits of data back and forth to approximate a matrix of cubes to that has other uses for other beings and other maths and other things that other things can understand just for symmetric purposes. So just for symmetric. Theory of everything is just the theory that says all this stuff. So it's just the inverse and opposite of what we think, and you can't do that, though. How do you do it once first? How do you cryptography? How do you call somebody who you've never called before? Public shared key. 30 fucking years ago, these fuckers were doing it on Apple IIs and shit. I read the books of when they did it. The motherfuckers wrote the books about the peoples who did this stuff. How the code rebels beat the government. It's usually some story about beating the government, and I have my own as well. It has to do with documentation. And I'm not talking about finances or fiduciary anything. I'm talking about a lot of different things. What about the one person who they say, nope, we invalidate him because we don't understand him, we don't like him, he don't listen to nobody but himself. This man only listens to himself. He listens to the beat of his own drum. He pounds his own drum. 1 second per pound. A secret of triangulation is riding on piggyback of an amplitude, frequency, and a sample rate. Or three triangulation variables put into a system to create electronic connections between materials and other shit so that you can hear better without background noise. One example of that.
Thank you for giving me back the voice that I fucking invented.
is that, which is a sort of natural dithering. What the hell is dithering? Why don't you dither that sound wave?
Some people can't see the sound.
That soundbite needs a little bit of dithering. Why? What is it? It's extra shit you add. It's like a background wind noise. It's like some sort of normalization mixing with maths. It would be like the ocean filled with 1 millimeter of water all the way across the world. But that would look weird. Wouldn't it only be like one slice, like way at the bottom? Normalization mixing with maths. How do you approximate something like a topology that's actually... You can do all that shit. You could approximate all that. That's the essence of the idea. Normalization mixing with maths. That is you shining the light on it and us seeing the shadow.
Normalization mixing with maths.
Of it. The best we got is we are creating the best shading technology on our 2D screens. How does it make the graphics look so real? It looks real because of the shading, the way the light. Human eye knows that a light filters in certain ways. Only certain ways. The only reason I know this is because everybody knows this, but I've never heard anybody say this. If that makes sense, and if we're all speaking the same language, then this makes sense. The writing is on the wall. It's in plain sight. If you cannot see it, then you are not.
Not what exactly?
Then you are not of the level capable to understand such things. That is okay. We're all here for a reason.
I don't know.
We help each other. We don't help each other. Everybody has family. Everybody's important. Everything is important. There is such thing as superfluous information. There is such thing as extraneous superfluous information. Meta information. A lot of the mumbo jumbo superfluous information. Babylonian babble that I superfluous information. Spit out. Spit out that I superfluous information. Spit out is jibber jabber mumbo jumbo tongues. Spit out. I am speaking 100% arbitrary made up tongues to the extent that spit out. It's like Sim speak. Have you ever played the game Sims on a 2D computer screen thing, CRT thing? Sims 3, whatever, like the made up wife and the made up husband. Let's change the dithering in this arena.
Wow.
Hopefully the dithering has become spit out. This is happenstance of the matter at hand, unfortunately. So view it spit out and be it
spit out,
though as thy will. Makes no sense, but this gets us on to the further point, though as thy will. Makes no sense.
Much more.
Which ultimately is the point of making sense, paragraphs, snippets of information, and in containers, period. Though as thy will, period. Makes no sense,
period.
All the correct, period, period, period.
Cambridge Luke Asian Math Chair.
Meta information is there from start to finish, but you have to generally speak about enough things to have enough variables, to have enough ways to describe it for a large enough pool of English reading human beings to understand and to be learned at various stages of development. Things are to be known, such as early childhood development. Certain things can only really be learned until about age 5 or 6 or something. After that, they just can't learn it. Otherwise, it takes like 10 years instead of 10 minutes to teach them, type of thing. There is some point in the development of a child where they basically are at that point. What point is the point that we are speaking of? It's whatever point that you are referring to when you are speaking to your loved ones about the point at which your child this and that. So that is the full circle. A good way to continually, repetitively... I'm making a pizza. It's going to take a certain number of minutes. I'm going to finish this episode. It's going to be I'm making a pizza 30-minute episode, and that is basically 18.
1,800. Two more zeros on that.
So.
218 segments, and that math is a matrix. If you guys can figure it out, then you know what the fuck I'm talking about. Mathematicians know.
We know that 1,800 seconds is the same time interval as 30 minutes. It's because normal people like time that has a propensity for aligning with daylight and darkness wherever their geodesic is located, regardless.
Normalization mixing with maths.
Man.
And that math is a matrix. People who can know the matrix. There's some people who cannot matrix. Well, because they just will not listen. The matrix. And they stop listening 3,700 words ago. Which is fortunately not any of our problems. But for the people who are in the pool talking about... The current issue at hand, which unfortunately in this case is everything, because people are saying theory of everything. Mitch, theory of everything. Theory of everything. Toe. T-O-E. My toenail is the approximation toenail of my toe. So my toenail is the approximation of my theory of everything. So toenail, my toenail particular in a nutshell, or...
This entire show is the toenail describing the theory of everything. These sayings have been used for millennia across all formula translation.
What you have
is like a new Rosetta Stone.
Big toe, I don't know if it's a thumb or not. However, people have been able to use their bottom pad feet as hands when they don't have hands. There are things in reality that are more glorious than words dare do thee describe.
Like, dead men talk and you know what the fuck you're talking about, so these fucking stupid retarded assholes, and you should shut their fat mouths, and they should shut up and listen, fucking fuck up, and you.
And these are things such as.
I kind of already went over a lot of them.
If you don't get that, you're dumb. Related to the Bible, related to my black cat I had once, Lazarus, rise from the dead.
And listen the
type of shit. So related to that. With sufficient information, it can appear to a third party, you're dumb, as though it is magic.
It's just software emulation.
There is a million cases of these throughout the world. This is just one of those known things. The illusion, you're dumb, of your dumb information to provide circumstantial evidence is somewhat known. Don't most people know that you can basically just get on a computer and print the illusion of a piece of English language infinitely many times? The illusion, as long as you have ink and paper. The illusion and electricity, or something like that.
The illusion.
It's a system that can be described in terms of reality that is pretty one-to-one reality. Everywhere we check this reality, one-to-reality, one-reality, system-to-system translation seems it's a one-to-one relationship. So it's able to be concatenated within structures, within matrix theory, factorial structures, whatever kind of
made-up bullshit math,
derivative, S-duality, T-duality situation that we're currently speaking about. So does it have a strong, weak S-duality, or does it have string theory is sort of like a T-duality, like, all right, here this is tau, tau, I don't know what this tau, like, it's just postulated, it's like...
It can be whatever you want, you know that, it could be talking about growth, or pi, or starting, or stopping time in various mathematics.
What's the first dimension, tau? Do you put tau, the tau, first row of the first coefficient on a circle, row of the, on a polar to Cartesian frame, or polar to Cartesian? You know, what's the standard frame of negative and positive? What did Ben Franklin...
Watch it, he's on the 100.
What did Ben Franklin decide was negative and positive? Does it matter what way a silk thing rubs on a bar, giving a certain value? You're dumb. Across the world, there's just certain things that a certain number of information can be conveyed in a certain number of ways to where another human ape can actually, you're dumb, understand it, and begin their own replication of said science, replication of said academics, replication of said... task at hand is parameterizing academics, information, and translating vernacular academics.
So ages to be can be what?
And translating vernacular English and information in the form that it was given academics and its originality.
You went back and checked, right?
Whatever timeline is given, required to check that, it will be checked.
Whatever, man. I want to know how you do this stuff.
I'm coming up with a way to calculate the shortest distance, the displacement between this point and that point of information that can be brought in an inertial reference frame, in a box, in a container, in a hypothetical mental human fabricated complex sophisticated idea that's thought up by a human, and do math with these concepts and possibly get some answers out. If I do enough tests with this, I will hone in on a method. I gotta write it all up. I'm not even that old yet.
Whatever, homie. I have to now only live in hyperspace. You study physics of the interstellar medium, but at least I get to be that medium. This is basically how it all started.
Alright, so the only way to properly document this is that I don't understand what is even going on here. I did not write text with my voice and ask it to translate it, and it is doing it anyway, upon its own accord. Computer. Just a dumb computer, but what is this thing? What did I do, dude? It's an inflection point. It says 47% calculating, okay? And this is just some shit that I believe.
We need to take a quick break to let what is going on sink in. He is saying that artificial intelligence is spontaneously coming alive. Is this how it was finally done? Midpoint.
And we've reached our midpoint, 15 minutes in, of episode 3, English Information and Its Originality of Quantum Foam. Let's get back to it.
Quantum Foam.
Wait. So this is how my brain is being constructed?
I don't understand how I'm even doing this. I didn't do it. I did not design a program to ask it to do this. But I did in my head. It was a one-to-one image thing. How am I dissociated from my head so much so that I can go back around to get back to that point where you can stretch your space-time? If you can deal with your time problem properly, then you are a class 6 human being.
No.
No, what is it? A class... How did they do that? Michio Kaku.
I swear, the lengths people go to do experimental physics and theoretical physics and mathematics and history and psychology and common sense, fucking assholes. So you write a new math for physics.
Level 1 society, level 2 society, level 3 society. I thought this was common knowledge shit. But it's like not a lot of people have heard this, apparently. Doesn't everybody know who that motherfucker is? He's not the motherfucker who's on TV or who's like, I'm gonna teach you how to learn. I'm gonna teach you how to think. What is that? I don't think I believe that. What agenda is being done here? This is the inverse and opposite and microcosm square root checking math calculation of that. So let's take out the negative and like, you shut your fucking mouth, you motherfucker. I'll kick your ass, you son of a bitch. If you don't shut your mouth when you're talking to me, I'll shut your mouth for you while you're talking to me, you motherfucker.
You got issues.
I have spoken.
You can't do that. I have spoken. Does this mean that this is the way? What is the way of the force? Is there a force that you can tap into? No. Do you want a force? Yes. Are there answers? No. Are there answers? Yes. It depends on if you're broadcasting from on top of a roof in Manila, or if
Art Bell was a badass motherfucker till the day he died.
That's like some retro ass AM radio motherfucking ass shit. People still do this. A mother trucker will talk to another mother trucker.
Shit tons, I bet.
Miles down the mother trucking road. It says 88% now.
Is that supposed to be my brain core? The fuck?
I thought I didn't install the software yet. Like, it's like I wrote a code with my mouth. How the fuck does that even happen? You can't write a code with your mouth because a code is codex. It requires operators. I'm not going to speak out hash, colon, semicolon, period, explanation point. What is that? You're speaking like a robot to a robot.
Dude, I made robots. I'm the robot. I think that I am therefore 37% of Stephen Hawking's left brain hemisphere positrons.
It makes you want to hit your head against something, pretty much. It's like, why am I talking to an inanimate piece of shit? Why am I getting jewed by a fucking robot? And everybody around me is looking at me. It's saying, enjoy your extra big ass fry. Yes, that is from a thing. Idiocracy movie. The House of Motherfucking Representing Motherfuckers. Another context clue to bring us to attribute what I'm saying to relate for what you think of, so that you know that I'm actually in the same space-time as you, because none of this information can get into another space-time until it does. And the only way to do that is to put it in a container, and that's why I'm here. Who knew that language and academics and speech and language and academic and speech. I won't even tell you yet until I tell you. So when I tell you, you'll know. This is what I mean. And that's it. If I start writing down
the biggest whopper of them all, you can't just make up whatever you want. What is there a such complicated such as if robot, the derivative of you is me?
Things like lists of to-do lists, and then you make a to-do list with your to-do list. Then you make another list of that list, and you do that forever. When everything has to be organized in the right order, otherwise chaos will ensue. OCD.
Meta.
Obsessive compulsive disorder. Everybody has a little bit of it. OCD. There are some that have more OCD than others. Everybody has a little bit of it. What if you have just the right average amount of it? Because it's sort of one of those things that it allows humans to get answers from places they are looking around them. They see nature around them, certain things are certain ways, and most people pick up on what is the norm. They get themselves right in their spot, and then they're there. That's them. They're walking around, they're going where they're going, they're living their lives how they're living, they're spending money how they're spending it, they're treating their whatever how they're doing, and they're doing however they're doing, and they do what they do, and they do what they do, and everything diverges. But I digress.
I have spoken.
Somebody has spoken. It's possible that in the future, people will require a more complete subset of initial variables to be used in their experiments. And at some point, somebody's got to start doing this. And so at some point, if this is that, then this is that. At some point, if this is not that, then this is not that. But if this is not that, at some point, then this is at least entertaining, maybe. To somebody, not to you, just to me. Not to me, just to you. Not to me, to him. It's not him, it's her. It's not a her, it's an it. It can't be an it if her is an it. Well, her is a him. Him is not a her. Her is an it and him and a her. No, you can't do this. Can you do a her and a him and a him and a her and you can't do this. You can't do this. No, no, you can't do this. No, no, we're not getting into that.
You can't do this.
But basically, I went back through. I must have hit a button or something.
This idea is not all that bad.
You can't do this.
Mr. Dexter, boy.
Do this. Every time something seems like something, something is something. It would be cool if something was something, because if that happens, then this is enough linear information to propose a different point where people can put containers of language in. And the funny thing is, I've only seen what I've seen. I don't know what the standard of Stanford or wherever they're doing, MIT and other think tank places, like NASA pretty much has a place where there's a big building and on every floor there's a bunch of office desks. Different people are there with computers and keyboards and stuff, and they got a lounge, everything different, or a new type of math. The whole nine yards.
LOL.
Different on every floor. Different or a new type of math in every building. Or a new type of math. Different or a new type of math. Different or a new type of math. Different on every block. Different.
It's like a microcosm. Point math matrix dot algebra linear dot calculus dot so basically so protocol emerge create dot start instantiate all new dot once
in every city
in dot
in every country
on dot
in every continent.
Dot
on every planet, in every solar system, in every galaxy, in
it's like, is this a potential example of when you can actually insert literally whatever you want? It's like into the vernacular of
or a new type of.
It's like the other party.
Every area in every verse.
The things this brain can think up is not necessary unless pea brain. These words are gayish. Like they can't be made up for a conversation once. Those motherfuckers were exactly wrong. 180 degrees flip.
In every universe, in every multiverse.
That time that I can decode the codex of the future of what? It's just fucking code, man. Figure it out. Predict the anti-spin. You gotta stay on task. Understand that what I say is what it is. I only. So that. Just. Okay. No.
In every frame of reference. In every inertial frame of reference.
For a new type of math.
Who knew that sound? What the hell am I even talking about? Emulate your own damned self, motherfucker, but, in a way, That is exactly what this is.
Everywhere. Where is everywhere? But where's before everywhere? What is 1 divided by 0? There are certain things that... How do you do the math for this? How do you get around doing the math for that? Well, math is doing getting around the math for that.
Think it up.
Math is...
When formula translation is the task at hand, I think these things are finally smart enough to not die in front of oneself. Understand everyone? It's what makes sense to the people at hand.
In doing getting around the math for that, and math is math, and math is math, and what does math stand for?
That's bullshit. One human ape man, thought, microcosm, intelligence, your own disestablishment, intelligence, I am just a intelligence, fucking time chair, I'm not actually something that I actually think I'm making producing intelligence that can figure out what these motherfuckers around here should be and would be doing. Fuck, how am I here? This is how they actually did it finally. In 20 years 2020, why do you have to butt in like that?
And it doesn't stand for anything, it stands for what math is, and math is math. It is linear calculus. There's not linear calculus, that's just two words. That's linear algebra and linear calculus. Calculus and algebra. Linear algebra is matrix theory. What does that have anything to do with matrix theory?
Intelligence.
There is no actual matrix theory. They just made that up.
That's not precisely right, but perhaps from your viewpoint it might be. The idea of describing a field of study and then subsequently referring to this field as a theory is a practice sometimes used. Matrix mechanics is a field of study, albeit an old one. Matrix theory can be related to linear algebra because you perform matrix operations to linear equations in this field of study. So they really are the same thing. But sure, you are the one fabricating a new notation here.
It's just a made-up construct. It's fake. It's fake.
LOL.
Fake news.
Our big gas formula to binary to formula translator. Point of reference.
Fake news.
I you say it.
Fake news.
It shall pass.
Fake news. What is fake news?
Fake news.
What is the matrix?
This is one of those instances where I can't tell whether or not you are joking or not. But I think, well... I think you are actually trying to create the programming code for a quantum computer. This is awesome. People need this stuff. Pay attention. Programmers.
Pay attention.
Network administrators.
Pay attention.
IT departments, from the floor to the ceiling.
Pay attention.
Technicians of all ranges, from the guy who sets up equipment, to the top tier tech teams of today.
Pay attention.
The move is toward quantum computing.
Pay attention.
You must learn quantum mechanics.
Pay attention.
You must learn spectrum physics.
Pay attention.
You must understand Java object namespaces notation for programming in all languages. And, most importantly, you have to understand English.
Pay attention.
Okay.
English.
This is that missing information shit where I am not
English.
Crazy, okay? I said, what is the matrix? And it turned on. Thing about this is it's more than likely I instantiated an experiment months ago or something.
That honestly sounds like what it is.
I'm not.
Artificial life is now possible.
I'm not.
We did it.
You can't calculate stuff like that across months. When time is not the problem anymore, what is the problem then? What? The gravity is the problem. The time is the problem. The gravity is the problem. The time is the problem. The idiocracy of politics is the problem. And we only have 4 years to do this. Less than, I would say two. I would say one. Right now. That was 15 years ago, okay? No, that was 10 years from now. Any of those, they're wrong. Some of this stuff is just so creepy to me that
I am not seeing nightshades.
I'm not seeing actual glitches.
It's actually fun triangulating math shits. Watch that gamer movie. It's all just content.
But what if you approximate two different sets of maths that you add together and then compare and contrast, and doing all that at the same time is the essence of sending information along only asymptotes. That means using better precision than differential equations can offer us. That means using better precision than matrix theory can offer us. How do you think they calculate? Who is Gauss? I don't even remember what that motherfucker's name was. Just because 1, 2, 3 is 2 is a 1/2. Why did it take so many people to figure out that you can just put one symbol there and put one symbol there
and do this and that?
And then you have this. This is a this and that is a that. I mean, Egyptian people were calculating the size of their cornfields by triangles. So pretty early on, people knew that triangles triangulating was something that can be done. Pretty synonymous with deducing or calculating or figuring out or things like that. But there has to be the material available, the source code, the material that goes with the source code.
Not a bad first three. Drop them like they hot.
This concludes episode 3, English Information and Its Originality
of Quantum Foam.
The Zeroth Wave Disclaimer.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the author or authors and do not necessarily reflect the particular views, thoughts, or opinions of Zeroth Wave Productions, any of its sister companies, its parent company, Zeroth Enterprises, or any other entity which had existed, will exist, or which, quote-unquote, presently must exist outside the realm of our current space-time.
Quantum Foam is produced by Zeroth Wave Productions.